الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرغر، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the precious gift of Iman, the perfect and pure teachings of the Deen of Islam. Daily we try and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, express gratitude, if possible by means of two rakats of Salatul Shukr, for the ni'mah of Iman in Islam, for indeed it is the promise of Allah Ta'ala, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you express gratitude, I will most certainly, definitely increase you in my favors. And shukr to Allah Ta'ala for making us in the ummah of His beloved Habib, Sayyiduna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who's being the most superior and the leader of the entire humanity on the day of Qiyamah, will be manifest for one and all to see. And the blessings of being in the ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the ni'mah we presently enjoy, this most esteemed and auspicious guest in the form of the Mubarak month of Ramadan, whose departure is not too far off. And therefore, in the remaining precious days and nights, we try and exert ourselves as best as we can. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, one description is, would tie the bottom loincloth, the lungi, which means that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would exert himself as much as possible in gaining closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. We still have a few of the odd nights left. Opinion of many that amongst the odd nights, the great chance on the 27th night of Ramadan, the other odd nights are there. Last night of Ramadan itself has its virtues. These precious days that we have, where fasting is that action that brings a person very, very close to Allah Ta'ala. The opportunity still to feed as much as possible at the time of iftar. That great opportunity where an optional deed is elevated to that of farad. And there is nothing that gets a person closeness to Allah Ta'ala like fulfilling those things that Allah Ta'ala has ordained as farad, as compulsory. We're still for each salah and each of the faraid, if we have not yet discharged our zakah, great opportunity to do so. The reward of a farad that is fulfilled in the month of Ramadan multiplied 70 times. So there's still a lot to do. The time is actually very, very short. Abundant. La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah. The last 10 days of Ramadan, specifically Itqum min al-Nar, many, many people are emancipated, are granted complete, everlasting asylum from the fire of Jahannam, eternal protection from the fire of Jahannam. What a great glad tiding this is. Daily at the time of iftar, people in large numbers are given that asylum, emancipation from Jahannam. On the last day, as many are freed from Jahannam as had been throughout the entire month. So alhamdulillah, lots of great opportunities for us. Beg Allah Ta'ala abundantly for Jannah, protection from Jahannam. The very special action of Ramadan, dua. Every day, every night, at least one dua is guaranteed acceptance. Throughout the period of fasting, one of those whose duas are never rejected is the fasting person. At the time of iftar, prime moments for dua. And let us not forget the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our special duas, the plight that the ummah is facing in many, many places in recent days, especially Palestine, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and its precincts, Jerusalem. We also make dua that Allah Ta'ala alleviates the pandemic, which our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam described to Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. For the disbeliever, it is an adab. For a mu'min, it is a rahmah, a cleansing, elevation of status. Those who pass away in it, it is a form of shahada. But we beg Allah Ta'ala always for afiyah and well-being. abundant sadaqah, abundant spending. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would peak in his generosity in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And what a great opportunity we still have once again today, contributing to the house of Allah Ta'ala, to the madrasa. We do it with ikhlas. We do it with this niyyah that any good that will emanate from it, we get the full share in that reward, because contributing towards maintenance, the functioning of the venue. So whatever good inshallah will emanate, there is a great chance for us to get from there. And very, very especially in these last moments, we resort to abundant tawbah and istighfar. Allah Ta'ala commands tawbah in the Quran Kareem. O those who have believed, repent to Allah Ta'ala with tawbatan nasuha, with a tawbah that is very, very sincere, pure and truthful. Nasaha in Arabic means, when honey is extracted from the hive, then there are initially impurities. But once those impurities are removed and there is pure, shining honey, that is the type of tawbah, a tawbah wherein the life is completely cleansed of all forms of sin, haram, disobediences to Allah Ta'ala. Beautiful meaning given of nasuha, from the word nasiha, that one's tawbah should be of such a manner that that very repentance and that person's life becomes a nasiha, becomes an advice, becomes an inspiration and encouragement for others to look at the major changes that has come into this person's life because of tawbah. So what is tawbah? Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, a great commentator of the Quran Azim, beautifully, very beautifully summarizes it. He says that with three parts of the body, with the heart, remorse, an-nadamatu bil-jinan, remorse, regret, shame, that feeling that every moment I have spent in sin, in disobedience of Allah, those are the worst moments of my life. An-nadamatu tawbatun, on many an instance, remorse and regret itself is enough for tawbah. Wal-istighfaru bil-lisan, by means of the tongue, abundant recitation of istighfar, knowing that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah Ta'ala says, O son of Adam, and look at the mercy, the profound mercy of Allah Ta'ala that becomes even more intense in Ramadan, that O son of Adam, if your sins are so abundant that they are given a bodily form and they reach right till the skies, ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ, and then you beg me to forgive you, most definitely my doors of tawbah are always open. As long as the sakarat of death does not start for a person, the chance of tawbah and istighfar is there at all times. So abundant istighfar with a remorseful heart and hope, full hope in that great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. A few nights ago we recited in Taraweeh where Allah Ta'ala says, do not become despondent from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Look at the mercy where Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusim, O my servants who have transgressed themselves, knowing that they are sinners, Allah still says, my banda, my servants. وَالْإِقْلَاعُ بِالْأَرْكَانِ, and third part of tawbah, by the remainder of our body, to practically forsake and leave sin. Tawbah doesn't only mean begging Allah forgiveness, it means a sincere intention at the time of tawbah that Ya Allah will never go back to that sin. Cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala, was very close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in childhood. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam proclaimed Nubuwah, he became a staunch enemy. Used to actually compile very derogatory poetry against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah Ta'ala put the love of hidayat of Islam into his heart. And what a tawbah, what a repentance, what an Islam. He remained steadfast with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the battle of Hunain, when there were many, many losses around. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, this is my cousin Abu Sufyan, you know what derogatory poetry he used to compile against me, but look at him today. The first to enter the masjid at the time of salah, and the very last to leave the masjid after salah, on his deathbed, a profound statement he says to his family members, and this he says in utmost humility, do not shed too much tears over me, because he says, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, after Allah had given me hidayat to Islam, I had tried to the best of my capability, and this is tawbah. He says, I don't recall even once soiling myself with a sin, with a guna, with a haram. So tawbah, by means of the tongue, by means of the heart, by means of the body, to make a complete change in our lives. And when the ummah collectively turns to Allah Ta'ala with tawbah and istighfar, that is the most profound means of drawing the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, a severe drought. He goes out and they resort to abundant istighfar and tawbah. Somebody says, you did not formally do the Salatul Istisqa in this instance. He says, I have tapped that channel of the sky that brings rain in torrents. In other words, tawbah, istighfar, a great means of bringing the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq. If we have not yet paid our sadaqatul fitr as well, inshallah the relevant organizations, the masjid collection, for it had closed up last night, ensure that we pay. Sadaqatul fitr is wajib as a means of cleansing from our weaknesses in Ramadan, as well as a means of food being provided for the poor, the beauty of the teachings of Islam. So we try, inshallah, if we have not yet, the relevant organizations that are there, or trusted individuals who we may know about who distribute Sadaqatul Fitr, we can resort to that, inshallah ta'ala. The actions of Ramadan remain suspended, and Qabuliyah happens through the payment of Sadaqatul Fitr. The masjid collection for today, to make the masjid and madrasa only. The collection that will take place today outside of the masjid is for the masjid madrasa, as said, great chance of sadaqah jariyah. Inshallah, let us donate as generously as possible to peak in Ramadan, and especially the end part of Ramadan. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. This is the salah, the times for the Eid salah next week, inshallah. Similar pattern to the Jummah salahs, there will be two jamaats. The first talk will commence at 6:20, 6:40 advices, and at 6:55, 5 to 7 will be the Eid Salah, the first Jamaat. Thereafter, at 7:30, the second Jamaat advices will be given at 7:30, and the Eid Salah, inshallah, at 7:40. Eid Salah, at second Jamaat at 7:40, first Jamaat at 6:55, inshallah, and the details will be found. Eid Salah will take place at the Masjid, inshallah. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ولنستفد من الفرص الذهبية الباقية في هذا الشهر شهر رمضان بكثرة التوبة والاستغفار وكثرة الدعاء والصدقة فإن الله عز وجل قد حثنا قائلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة والتوبة النصوح كما بينه سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما الاستغفار باللسان والندامة بالجنان والإقلاع بالأركان وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرغر وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عن عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وعن جميع أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضي الله عنهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الأبرار اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين اللهم ادفع عنا هذا الوباء والبلاء اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا واغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فاجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا فمن تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ربنا لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين أغفرك اللهم يا ربنا من جميع الذنوب ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
صلى الله عليه وسلم.